Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
19 degrees in Brantford. The Canadian dollar on this Friday trading at 72.77 cents U.S. The TSX today up 129 points, closing out the day and the week at 28,564. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. StatsCan says the Canadian economy contracted last quarter as exports plummeted in the face of U.S. tariffs. The agency says real GDP declined 1.6% on an annualized basis in the second quarter. Economists expected a sharp slowing in growth last quarter as businesses seemed to rush orders early in the year to get ahead of the tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump. StatsCan also says the economy contracted 0.1% in June, matching declines in both April and May. However, there were early signs of a rebound in July. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says use of force should be presumed to be reasonable if you encounter a dangerous home intruder, and he wants that to be clear in the criminal code. Debate around self-defense laws peaked when an Ontario man was charged with assault last week after someone allegedly broke into his apartment with a crossbow. The criminal code allows for what is called reasonable use of force for self-defense, but Poilievre says the current definition and conditions attached are too complex. An 8-month-long illicit cannabis investigation has led to charges against 5 people, including 2 Brantford residents. Police also seized $8 million in illicit cannabis products, as well as contraband tobacco. 54-year-old Wei Chan and 32-year-old Patrick Mohir, both of Brantford, are among the 5 facing charges. Ontario has delayed the launch of its new financial literacy graduation requirement by a year. The original plan would see grade 10 students tested on skills like budgeting, with a 70% pass mark needed to graduate. Critics say placing a standardized test on finances could risk alienating lower-income students, while also arguing that math teachers are not best suited to deliver the lessons. The province says the goal of the requirement would be to empower young people to make informed financial choices and boost Ontario's economy. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are back in action, playing host to the MLB best Milwaukee Brewers this evening. Toronto is coming off a series win over Minnesota and leads the AL East by 3.5 games over Boston. CFL this weekend. At Hamilton, the Toronto Argonauts and the Tiger Cats on Labor Day Monday. It's the Labor Day Classic. Hot country weather, clearing skies this evening. Some fog patches overnight, the low 7. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 22. Sunday and Labor Day Monday, sunny skies, temps in the mid-20s. Right now in Brantford, it's 19 degrees. From the Hot Country News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester. Have a great long holiday weekend.